We welcome the new year 2010 with great hope and expectations, but of course also with vigilance. And magkaroon po tayo ng preparedness to welcome whatever the Lord has in store for us in the new year. But let us have that spirit of hope and expectation. Ito ang madalas na salita na naririnig ko, and I want to release this in Isaiah 43 verse 18. Ito ang sabi niya, ang mga nangyari noong unang panahon, ilibing sa limot, limutin na ngayon. Narito at masdan ang nagawa ko'y isang bagong bagay na hanggang sa ngayon di mo namamasdan. Ako'y magbubukas ng isang landasin sa gitna ng ilang, maging ang desyerto ay patutubigan. In NLT version, but forget all that, it is nothing compared to what I am going to do, for I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. Expect the Lord to do something new this year. Amen? Last Sunday, humingi tayo ng mga changes na gusto natin sa Panginoon. And so right now, please close your eyes once again and ask the Lord, what are the new things that I would expect for this year, 2010? New things. Huwag naman po mga bagong sapatos lang, mga bagong damit. Taasan natin ang ating expectations sa Lord, no? Higher expectations. New things, Lord. You're going to do new things. I receive this, Lord, right now. You already started it. Father, as a church, we expect, Lord, we pray and we expect for a new worship place, Lord, this year. Hallelujah. New expectations, new hope. Hallelujah. 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 Tell the Lord, once again, Lord, something new that you're doing in my life, something new that you have already begun. Ito po ang aking tinatanggap na ngayon, itong pagbabago, itong bagong gagawin niya sa aking buhay. Hallelujah. Something new. Amen. Amen. You're going to do new things to our country, Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to have a new government for the glory of God. Lord, for your glory, Panginoon, ang maging new government. Hallelujah. For the destiny of our nation. You're going to do new things for our land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. And for our ministries. Amen. Amen. Receive this by faith now and give thanks to the Lord. I receive this, Father, this new thing that you're doing. Itong ginagawa mong pagbabago sa aking buhay. Naumpisahan mo na, Lord, and I give you praise. I give you thanks. As I receive it by faith now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Napalakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Receive it. Amen. Philippians 1:6. Madalas natin itong binabanggit, minememorize. Philippians 1:6, tinitiyak ko sa inyong ang mabuting gawa na pinasimulan sa inyo ng Diyos ay kanyang lulubusin hanggang sa araw ng pagbabalik ni Kristo Jesus. And I am certain that God who began the good work within you will continue His work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. So ang atin pong pagiging Kristiyano, nag-umpisa po ang ating Christian life. Nung tayo po ay sinuko natin ang ating buhay sa Panginoong Jesus. Pero hindi po doon nagtatapos yon, mga kapatid. Start lang po yon. We need to move on. We need to grow spiritually. Sabi natin, grow spiritually. And the Lord who started it, ang Panginoon ang nag-umpisa. Kasama po natin siya. Sinimulan niya ang mabuting gawa sa ating buhay at ito ay kanyang lulubusin. Itutuloy po niya ito, tatapusin niya hanggang sa araw ng pagbabalik ni Kristo Jesus. Amen? Hindi po tayo nag-iisa, si Lord po ang gagawa nito. Kailangan po lang natin, kailangan lang niya ang ating cooperation, kailangan lang niyang gawin natin ang mga pinagagawa niya. Siya po ang gagawa, magtatapos ng kanyang inumpisahan. In verse 9, Philippians 1 verse 9, I pray that your love will overflow more and more and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. You will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. Dinadalangin ko sa Diyos na mag-iba yung inyong pag-ibig at masangkapan ng malinaw na pagkakakilala at malawak na pagkaunawa. Gawin po nating goal ito mga kapatid na lalago tayo, mag-grow tayo sa ating understanding and sa ating more revelations, more knowledge of the Lord and His will, ang kalooban ng Diyos at ang tungkol sa Diyos. So, growing in knowledge and understanding. Ang Panginoong Jesus po, sa Luke chapter 2, verse 52, sinabi doon na si Jesus ay lumago. Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature, no, sa kanyang physical na katawan. He grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and with all men. So si Jesus mismo ay hindi po siya na natiling bata o sanggol o Santo Niño. Siya po ay lumaki, lumago. Siya po ay nagkaroon ng sobrang wisdom, katalinuhan, knowledge na galing sa Diyos. And he gained favor with God and with men. So siya po ang ating example, mga kapatid. We also want to grow. Verse 10. For I want you to understand what really matters, so that you may live pure and blameless lives until the day of Christ's return. Upang mapili ninyo ang pinakamahalaga sa lahat ng bagay. Ano po yun? So kanina, may mga hinihingi tayo sa Lord na something new that He will do to us this year. No? Pero sigurado po, karamihan sa atin, ang ating mga hiniling sa Panginoon ay mga earthbound, no? Para dito sa mundong ito. Wala pong problema yan, hindi po masama yan. No? Because we need all those things also to live here on earth. Pero ang sabi po sa salita ng Diyos, pinakamahalaga sa lahat ng bagay. No? Mas mahalaga. Excellent things that we should aim for. Ano yun? Sa gayon, pagdating ng araw ng pagbalik ni Kristo, masumpungan kayong malinis, walang kapintasan, at puspos na magagandang katangiang kaloob sa inyo ni Jesu Kristo sa karangalan at kapurihan ng Diyos. May you always, for I want you to understand what really matters, so that you may live pure and blameless lives until the day of Christ's return. May you always be filled with the fruit of your salvation, the righteous character produced in your life by Jesus Christ, for this will bring much glory and praise to God. Sa mga kapatid, bilang mga Kristiyano, gusto po natin ay gawin natin or mangyari sa atin ang pinakamahalagang bagay sa mata ng Diyos para po sa atin. Of course, we want to prosper. Of course, we want promotion. Of course, we want good life. Of course, we want reconciliation. Okay po lahat yun. Pero ang sinasabi nga, ang pinakamahalagang bagay po sa ating buhay bilang mga Kristiyano o ang ating espiritual na buhay, na pagdating ng araw ng pagbalik ni Kristo, masumpungan tayong malinis at walang kapintasan at may mga magagandang katangian, character natin ayon sa binigay o kaloob sa atin ng Panginoong Jesus. So gusto ko pong tanungin sa inyo, sino dito ang gustong for the year 2010, you want to take up your spiritual life more seriously? Gusto niyo po ng deeper personal relationship with God? Sino po dito ang may gusto? Amen. Pinakamahalagang bagay ito sa Diyos, mga kapatid. We want to know Jesus more. We want to have a closer, more knowledge, more understanding of God. Amen? And so, towards this goal, gawin po natin itong spiritual goals natin for the year 2010. Pareho lang po halos ito ng ating three I's last year. Tatlong I po tayo last year. Binago ko lang po. Tatlong C tayo ngayon. Three C's plus I. Okay? This will be our spiritual goals for the year. Tatlong C, sabi natin, three C's plus I. Tatlong C, at dagdagan natin ng isang I. Amen? Okay, the first C. Sana po, nag-donate down kayo ng notes para po hindi natin makalimutan. Because throughout the whole year, I pray yung mga magbibigay din ng mga mensahe dito will always revolve along these four goals para po magkaroon po tayo ng magkaroon ng mileage. No? Yung ating kagustuhan na magkaroon ng deeper spiritual life. No? Paghahanda sa pagdating ng Panginoon. Paghahanda sa mga darating na unos po. Sa Bible po, eh, I'm sorry to tell you that hindi po magaganda yung mga propesya habang palapit ang pagbabalik ng Panginoong Jesus. No? Pahirap na pahirap ang panahon po. And it is coming very, very soon. No? Tribulation is around the corner. And we need to be prepared, mga kapatid. That's why panonoorin po natin lessons mamaya, very, very important during these times. So the first C is communion. Communion with God. Hindi po ito yung breaking of the bread natin, but communion with God. Of course, dito po ay pag-uusapan na naman yung ating prayer life. Hindi po tayo pwedeng umandar, mga kapatid, na wala po tayong prayer life. And this is for everybody, from the pastors down to the newest member. We should aim for a deeper communion with God. Sabi kanina sa Philippians 1:9, di ba? We want to grow in knowledge and understanding. Gusto nating malaman more about Jesus. Who Jesus is and who we are in Christ. Sino si Jesus sa buhay natin at sino tayo na nakay Kristo? Ano ang ating standing? No? And I would like us also to have a more intimate relationship with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit especially. Sino dito nakakakilala kay Holy Spirit more intimately? Ako po, I thought, kilalang kilala ko na rin siya. No? But, well, when I had my prolonged retreat and prayer and fasting, mas marami po siyang pinakikilala sa atin. We need to know Him more. Siya po ang nasa sa atin. Siya po ang narito. So, communion with God, the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the source of the Holy Spirit. So, we have to know Jesus more. So ito po ay, hindi po ito nakukuha lang sa ating quiet time, mga kapatid. No? Of course, we are going to talk more about prayer life in our next, sa mga pangaral natin. Pero hindi po ito, we're not just talking about quiet time here. Hindi po yung ating 15 minutes or ating 20 minutes a day na pakikipag-usap sa Lord. No? Baka po karamihan sa atin naroon pa rin sa pag natapos mong reading guide and then konting prayers and then that's it, tapos na. No? Hindi po. Prayer life is constant communion with God throughout the day. No? So, sana po, goals ito, no? Goals ang sinasabi ko. So, kung wala pa tayo doon, ito ang i-aim natin. Amen? I'm not saying na nandun na tayo dapat lahat. No? Of course, marami sanang nandun na, pero this is the goals that we want to aim for, especially during the year. Na matuto tayo how to wait on Him. Isaiah 40, verse 29 to 31 says, kahit yung mga nanghihina, pagka nagtatrust tayo sa Lord, pagka nasa piling tayo ng Panginoon, magkakaroon tayo ng strength. Gustong-gusto ko po yung one of my favorites po, yung inawit natin kanina, yung Eagle's Wings. Can we have that on the screen, please? Yung song kanina. Here I am waiting. Abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you. Ito po ang waiting on God, mga kapatid, no? Hindi po tayo haharap lang si Diyos para magdasal at hihingi tayo. This is waiting on the Lord. Di ba? Here I am waiting. Kausap natin ang Lord. Let us learn to wait on God. Spend time with Him. Ito, here I am waiting. Abide in me, I pray. Di ba? Loving prayer ito sa Lord. Nakaluhod ka sa Lord, sinasabi mo, Lord, narito po ako, I'm waiting. I am longing for you. Di ba? Abide in me. Pumasok ka po, Lord. Be in me right now. Di ba? Let us start that kind of prayer that you and God, hindi po yung, of course, as I said, kasama dyan yung paghingi natin, mga panalangin natin sa ating mga trabaho, etc. But let us learn to be, to have this kind of communion with God, waiting on Him. Hide me in your love, bring me to your knees. May I know Jesus more and more. Do we pray that, di ba? When we are on our knees, Lord, I want to know you more, Lord Jesus. Teach me, Lord, show me. Show yourself to me. We can even ask the Lord, Lord, show me your glory. Pakita ko po sa akin. That was the prayer of Moses. Show me your glory. Show yourself to me, Lord Jesus. I want to know you more. Come live in me all my life. Take over. Come breathe in me and I will rise on eagle's wings. No? Ang eagle po, pag ang eagle pag lumipad, mataas na mataas na mataas. And so we want to soar. We want to ride on eagle's wings. Ibig sabihin, gusto po natin makagawa ng more, much more. Gusto natin ang strength ni Lord na katulad nung nakasakay tayo sa eagle's wings. Lalo-lalo na kung nanghihina tayo. Lalo-lalo na kung we are feeling hopeless. We are even feeling physically weak. Diba? Sabi sa Isaiah, even the youth, kahit ang mga bata, minsan nakakaranas ng kahinaan. But when we trust on the Lord, when we wait on Him, then we will regain our strength. Diba? And so, ito pong deeper communion with God, hindi po ito nakukuha lang sa, as I said, sa ating quiet time, or in the Bible, there is not even the word quiet time there. Our prayers, our prayer life. Diba? Spending time talaga po with God. No? Ang kulit po namin dito, tungkol dito, no? Lahat ng mga preachers dito talk about praying, pero karamihan po sa atin, hindi pa rin natin nasusunod. Please let us start doing this in 2010. Amen? And last year, I thought we are going to have a breakthrough on prayer and fasting. Hindi po nangyari. And so, please, I would like to call cluster heads, provincial pastors, please, kung pwede nyo, force your leaders and your members to pray and fast. Longer than one day. Sana mag 3-day fasting na tayo. Umpisa na po natin. I'm giving you the permission to force. If we can force our leaders to do it, do it. Let's start prayer and fasting. Tama na mo ng mga one day or one meal a day. Di ba? Let's move up. Let's have 3-day fasts. Nag-umpisa na yung mga caregivers ng YA. And I praise the Lord for that. And I really pray na mapasukan na po natin ito. I can tell you, there's nothing like it. Grabe po, napakaganda po ng benefits ng prayer and fasting. Waiting on God. That is where you renew your strength. Waiting on the Lord. Spending time with the Lord. Ako, I look forward to my annual prolonged prayer and fasting. 10 days. Hindi ko po ipagpapalit yan. Gusto ko nga mas madalas po sana. In the prayer mountain, nabibless po ako pag nakakamit ako ng mga Christians doon. Like for example, itong last time, I met a young adult. Galing sa Korea, nagkaroon siya ng special assignment sa Korea for a few years. And kadarating lang niya sa Pilipinas, tuloy siya sa prayer mountains. Several days. Sabi ko, ba't ka nandito? May interview. Sabi niya, I want to seek direction from the Lord for my next step. I want to seek direction. I want to know more about the will of God. Wala pa ako po ang nakikita sa friend of Jesus Christ na ganyan. No? That you go out, spend time, several days, because you want to know the will of God for you. Because we want to know what is our next step. Siyempre, nung mas matagal ko siyang kinausap, nakuha ko yung deeper inner needs niya. No? She's already 34. Medyo nagkakaroon na rin siya ng, you know, the peer pressure na magka-boyfriend or etc. No? And that's part of the will of God that she's seeking for. Huh? Diba? That's a very, very important part of one's life, a single. Sino mga single dito? And if you want to seek the Lord for that, you cannot do that in just 20-minute prayer. You have to hear from God. You have to know the will of the Lord for that. So, kasi, siyempre, nasa ministry siya, sasabi niya, Lord, what's next? Hindi lang siya. Madalas po, nakikita ko doon, some pastors, mga Christian workers, pero karamihan mga lay, ibig sabihin, not even pastors. No? They are ordinary Christians who go out of their way, spend 7 days. Ang madalas kong nakikita doon, yung nagto 21-day fast. Sabi ko, Lord, yung 7 days or 10 days lang eh. But one day, darating rin tayo dyan. Mamaya, marilinig natin doon sa magtuturo sa atin. Nagpo 40-day fasting siya 3 times a year. But look at the result. No? Makikita natin ang result. Hindi ko naman sinasabing ganun tayo. But, you know, let us start it. Amen? Please, let's start prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting is a way of life of Christians. Hindi po masama na kumain. Ang mga Pinoy talagang... Ang gustong-gustong kumain. No? Hindi po masama, pero balansihin naman natin. Let us take some time, di ba? Supilin natin ang ating laman and let us wait on God. And so, deeper communion with God can only be done through waiting on the Lord, especially through prayer and fasting. O ano, call? Sige, yung mga hindi pa nag-umpisa, umpisa nyo muna sa 1 meal. No? But huwag kayong mag-stop doon. Then go on with 1 day. Then 2 days and then 3 days. May isa pong church. They start the year, the whole church. And I'm not talking about a small church. This is a very, very big church. No wonder they're very, very big. They start the year with 7-day fasting for everybody. O, umpisa nyo na po sa 3 days dahil darating tayo sa 7 days. Mag-practice na kayo. Amen? They start the new year. Sabi nga sa akin eh, pinalalampas naman po muna namin ang Pasko sa kabagong taon kasi maraming kainan dun eh. Pero pagpasok ng new year or second day of the year, everybody is on 7-day fasting. Kanya-kanya, may liquid fast, may kanya-kanya, no? But that is the mode in the church. Amen. Amen. Wala na nag-i-amen. Sige, ayaw niyo mag-isa na lang ako. Okay, the next C. Or the first C is deeper communion with God. The next C is character like Christ or Christ-like character. Kanina, binasa natin sa Philippians 1:10, 11, at puspos ng magagandang katangiang kaloob sa inyo ni Jesucristo sa karangalan at kapurihan ng Diyos. So, ibig po natin na pagdating ni Jesus sa kanyang pagbalik, masumpungan tayong malinis, walang kapintasan, at puspos ng magagandang katangiang kaloob sa atin ng Panginoong Jesus. So, Christ-like character. Parang napaka-lawak nito, no? So, for this year, maybe, let us focus on the fruit of the Spirit. Tingnan natin sa Galatians chapter 5. Galatians 5. Galatians 5, let's start with verse 16. Ito ang sinasabi ko sa inyo, ang Espiritu ang gawin ninyong patnubay sa inyong buhay at huwag ninyong susundin ang pita ng laman, sapagkat ang mga pita ng laman ay laban sa mga ninanasa ng Espiritu, at ang mga ninanasa ng Espiritu ay laban sa mga pita ng laman. Magkalaban ang dalawang ito, kaya hindi ninyo magawa ang ibig ninyong gawin. Kung kayo'y pinapatnubayan ng Espiritu, wala na kayo sa ilalim ng kautusan. Hindi maikakaila ang mga gawa ng laman, pangangalunya, karimarimarim na pamumuhay, kahalayan, pagsamba sa Diyos-Diyosan, pangkukulam, pagkapuot, pagkagalit, paninibugho, kasakiman, pagkakabahabahagi, pagkakampi-kampi, pagkainggit, paglalasing, walang taros na pagsasaya at iba pang tulad nito. Binabalaan ko kayo tulad nung una, hindi tatanggapin sa kaharian ng Diyos ang mga gumagawa ng gayong mga bagay. Amen? Pita ng laman, mga kapatid. And 5:22 is, subalit ang bunga ng Espiritu ay pag-ibig, kagalakan, kapayapaan, katyagaan, kabaitan, kabutihan, katapatan, kahinahunan, at pagpipigil sa sarili. Walang utos laban sa ganitong mga bagay. So the fruit of the Spirit, this is the character of Jesus Christ basically. Verse 22, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There are 9 fruit of the Spirit. Sama-sama po yan. Pagka tayo'y nakatanggap ng Diyos Espiritu Santo, ito po ang bunga. Kumpul-kumpul po yan. Sama-sama po yan. Hindi natin pwedeng sabihin, meron akong love. Siguro bukas meron akong joy. Pag ang Espiritu ng Diyos po ang nasa sa atin, magkakasama po ito. But we have to grow in this fruit of the Spirit. We have to grow in love, for example. We have to grow in joy. We have to grow in peace. Ito pang lahat ay nakikita na po sa ating character. Nakikita po ba ito sa ating pagkatao? Ito po ang basic character of Jesus Christ, because this is the fruit of the Spirit. So, kailangan po tayong mag-grow dito sa Christ-likeness na itong character. So, in the see Christ-like character or character like Christ, let us focus on the fruit of the Spirit for this year. Amen? All, everybody, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Mag-grow po tayo dito. Amen? At during the year po ito, ito po ang magiging goal natin. Siguro wala namang magsasabi dito sa atin ngayon na lahat ito. Okay na ako dito lahat. Perfect na ako lahat dito. No. 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 We need to grow in all these areas. And this should come out. Dapat po lumabas ito sa ating pananalita, sa ating mga actions, sa ating attitude, sa ating sa buhay. Christ-like character. Number 3C is commission. Commission to the unsaved world, or the Great Commission. Hindi po gusto ng Panginoon na puro tayo vertical, puro tayo papunta sa Diyos. Kailangan po ng horizontal. Kailangan pong mag-reach out tayo sa lost. Mga kapatid, kaya po tayo dinala ng Lord sa kanyang kaharian, sa kanyang piling, binigay niya ang kanyang buhay sa atin para po magamit niya tayo para sa mundong ito. The world is getting lost. Christians, the church po, the body of Christ all over the world has to wake up, has to rise. Unti-unti pong kinakain, especially ng Islam. Islam, Buddhism, pero lalong-lalo ng Islam. The whole world. Ang Amerika po, they're really very so much in danger of being Islamized. nagkaroon ng rally sa I forgot na sa Capitol Hill ba o sa White House, I think it was in Capitol Hill. 50,000 Islam, anong tawag nila doon, yung kanilang mga parang pare, mga imams, and they were proclaiming, they are proclaiming, America is going to be overrun by Islam. America is going to be ruled by Islam. They have been declaring that, and with Obama's permission, Obama has been declaring the benefits of Islam in his speeches. So with President Obama's permission or openness to it, and the leaders of Islam have been declaring this, sila yung pumupunta sa mga strategic places in America. What is the church doing? Wala pa po akong nabasang kinounter ng church yan. Or mayroong malaking rally against Islam. Nothing. So we have to wake up. Europe, talaga pong nandun na, on the verge na talaga sila being Islamized. And so in our little ways, tayo po, marami po dyan sa paligid natin na kailangan ng kaligtasan. Kailangan ni Kristo. So, gawin po nating goal ito, mga kapatid. Let us start witnessing. Sana if we can get hold of tracts again. Mabigay tayo ng tracts. Magkaroon po sana tayo ng active evangelism ministry. I call on the clusters, please. Put this in your programs. Dati po ginagawa natin ito, nag-house to house tayo, nagbibigay mo lang tayo ng tracts. Kung sino yung gusto makinig, sinasabihan natin tungkol kay Jesus, di ba? Dati nagawa namin ito sa harap ng, ano bang tawag yan, may mga Ferris wheel. So paglabas nila, bibigyan mo ng tracts. Nahihilo pa sila doon sa Ferris wheel. Yung iba, pagkahita, tinatapon. Pero well, okay lang. Pero marami naman po, dinalagay sa kanilang bag. And we pray that the Holy Spirit will move, di ba? But we have to do something. Church, we have to do something. Nakita naman natin ang ating bayan. Di ba kayo naiiyak, nanonood sa TV? Namamatay na sila. May mga namamatay na dahil doon sa Nazareno. Nakakaiyak po ang ating bayan. They don't know any better. Yun ang alam nila eh. They've been doing this year and year and year after year. Nakita ko sa news, winawagayway nila yung puting panyo. That's their way of giving pugay sa Nazareno. Nasabi nga nun, that icon is the source of their healing, the source of kaiyak po, di ba? And then, in some other parts of our country, di ba? This Santo Niño, dala-dala nila yung maliit nilang icons, pinawagayway nila. God. Let us not condemn them. We need to pity them. Amen? They don't know any better. Galing din tayo dyan. Karamihan sa atin galing dyan. By the grace of God, He took our darkness and brought us the light. But what are we going to do? Di ba? Manonood lang tayo sa TV ganyan, tapos tutuyain natin sila, tatawa tayo. No? We need to do something. We need to do something. Amen? So in our small ways, at one-to-one, magpunta tayo sa isang community. Let's give them the gospel. Give them the gospel. Hawak natin ang tugon sa kanilang hinahanap, sa kanilang pag-asa na hinahanap ng bayan. And that also affects the entire nation. Because the nation is on idolatry. Maybe one day we're going to preach here about idolatry. Kung gaano po kasuklam-suklam sa Diyos yung pagsamba sa mga Diyos-Diyosan. And our nation is doing that. And what are we doing? We are so much comfortable with our in our comfort zone, no? And so, gawin po nating goal ito. Amen. Gawin nating goal ito, mga kapatid. So siguro mag-set tayo ng goal. Lord, ilan po ba ang gusto mong wiwitnessan ko this year 2010? Mabigyan man lang ng track, masabihan man lang tungkol kay Jesus. But of course, more importantly is to lead people to Christ. Kung mapatanggap natin sila kay Kristo. And start praying. Kasama po yun sa waiting on God, kasama sa ating prayer, sa ating intercessions, praying for the souls. Sino dito ang nagpipray na maborn again ng inyong pamilya man lang, sa pamilya man lang. Sa pamilya man lang ninyo, mga kapatid. Diba? Kulitin natin si Lord. No? Kung wala tayong nakikitang fruit, huwag tayong tumigil, kulitin natin ang kulitin, Panginoon. And so that is 3 C's, communion, character like Christ, and then commission to the lost. And then plus I is intercession. Let us learn to be skillful intercessors. Napaka-importante po ito sa season na ito, mga kapatid, sa end times ito. Intercession is praying for others, standing in the gap. Parents, you should know how to intercede for your children man lang. Sa mga anak mo man lang. Nakikita mo yung anak mo, ganito ang nangyayari. Pawardi-wardi sa school. Diba? Nag-uumpisa ng mga vices. And what do you do? Hindi po. Makukuha po yan sa pagluhod. Iluhod natin sa Panginoon. But we have to know how. Amen? So kaya nga mamaya, ginukulit ko na kayo, please. I'm inviting you to listen to pointers and intercession mamaya po. Kasama po sa intercession, no? So this is a goal that we can be skillful, no? Skilled intercessors. Yun bang pagka lumuhod ka at pag nagdasal ka ay alam na alam mong pinakikinggan ng Diyos ang iyong dasal, di ba? Dasal para sa iba. Lalong-lalo na dasal para sa iba. Sabi nga doon sa video, sa message, we are losing our children to homosexuality, to drugs, to all kinds of works of the evil one. We are losing our nation. We are losing so many things. No? We are not doing anything. So we need to start to know how to intercede properly. Kasama po dito sa intercession yung spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare. Sabi po sa Bible, although the Holy Spirit will be poured out upon all flesh, sabi ni Joel, in the last days, doble, triple, sobra-sobra po ang gagawin ng demonyo sa mga huling araw na ito. Kasi alam po niya na malapit na ang kanyang panahon. And so we need to learn how to fight against the enemy. We need to learn the skills of spiritual warfare. So, gawin po natin goal yan, how to be effective warriors, how to be effective and skillful intercessor, and where Israel is concerned, how to be effective watchmen on the walls of Jerusalem. Special na pagtawag rin po sa atin yan ng Panginoon, but amen. So those are our goals for the year. Again, for the 3 C's. First C, communion with God. No? Deeper communion with God. Lahat naman ito deeper. No? Then Christ-like character. And then commission to the lost plus I, intercession. Amen? Please close your eyes muna at tanggapin natin lang sa Panginoon. Lord, these are my personal goals. Together with all the members, all the mga kasamahan ko, Panginoon, sa Friends of Jesus Christ. My personal goal, Lord, magkaroon po ng deeper communion with you. How to wait on you. Magkaroon po ng maayos na prayer life. Lord, makilala ko kayo ng husto, Panginoon, sa aking buhay. Lord, na mabago ang aking character, magkaroon ako ng Christ-like character, at ang fruit of the Spirit ay mag-grow po sa aking buhay para po makita ko na katulad po ni Kristo. Lord, gamitin mo ako. Gusto ko pong magamit ako para ma-reach out po ang mga hindi pa po saved, Panginoon. Para makilala nila si Kristo. Lord, tulungan mo ako, turuan mo ako dito. And Lord, gusto ko rin pong matuto kung paano po mag-intercede, mag-stand in the gap, manalangin para sa iba, at kung paano po mag-spiritual warfare. So all of this, Father, I ask you, dear Holy Spirit, to help me, sabi natin sa Lord, to achieve these goals. Ito po ang mga aim namin, Lord. Sana po mangyari po ito sa aming buhay. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And finally, said New Year na naman, sabi natin, another year. Tuwan-tuwa tayo pag New Year, pero ibig sabihin yan, magse-celebrate na naman tayo ng birthday, another birthday. O ngayon, birthday ni Pastor Chit, happy birthday. Si Brother Allen, birthday ngayon. And so, we are not getting any younger. Amen? Lahat tayo tumatanda. Nagdadagdag yan. Another year. Before we know it, sabi nga ng isang kaibigan ko, hindi ko akalain 45 na pala ako. Akala natin di ba, nasa 30 pa lang tayo. Ako, I don't feel like I'm 61. Pastor Vic, you feel like 40. Pero hindi po. Nagdadagdag tayo lagi ng isang taon. And so like Jesus, si Jesus, he grew in wisdom and in stature, in favor with God and with all men. So tayo rin po, hindi lang po si Lord, kung hindi, let us aim to find favor with men. Kailan pa po natin gawin ito na magkaroon po tayo ng magandang pangalan, reputation? Proverbs 22. Proverbs 22 verse 1. Proverbs 22 verse 1. Choose a good reputation over great riches. Being held in high esteem is better than silver or gold. Mas mabuting piliin ang malinis na pangalan kaysa pilak at ginto o anumang kayamanan. Diba? Mabuting pangalan, good reputation. We carry the name of Jesus, so our reputation should be good. Ecclesiastes 7:1. Ecclesiastes 7. Mga ngaral. Ang mabuting pangalan ay mas mahalaga kaysa mamahaling pabango. So, isipin po natin, ano kaya ang reputation natin? Paano kaya tayo tinitingnan ng iba, no? Kung meron halimbawa kayong may mga reunions, 'di ba, na mga nangyayari, matagal na kayo hindi nagkikita ng iyong mga kaibigan o yung mga relatives na bigla na lang kayong nagkita, matagal na kayo. Ano kaya ang nasa mind nila? 'Di ba? Ano kaya ang tingin nila sa atin? Ano ang reputation na dala-dala natin? Di ba? Uy, ang laki ng pinagbago niya. Grabe. Di ba? Nakakapuri-puri sa Panginoon yun. Amen? Kaysa naman ako, lasenggo pa rin yung kaibigan ko. Mataray pa din. Palengkera pa din. Mayroon akong narinig minsan na, ano to ha, FJC ang pinag-uusapan dito. Sabi nung isa, ay, yun, oh, kilala ko yun, kapitbahay ko yun. At lagi kong narinig ang boses niya, ang ingay-ingay niya. Lagi siyang may pinagagalitan, may kaaway or something. Masakit po, marinig. Saktan ako, actually, marinig ko yun. But, so, anong klase pong, let us build a good, it's time. Umpisa na po natin. As I said, we are not getting any younger. One day, we will leave this world. Ano kaya ang iisipin ng mga maiiwan natin? Kanina, we were talking about God or Father being faithful. Merong isang song na, will they find us faithful? Yung mga maiiwan kaya natin, ano kaya ang iisipin? Hindi ko naman sinasabing malapit na tayong mawala, no? But kailan tayo mag-umpisa to build a good name, to build a good reputation? Pag uugod-ugod na tayo, hindi po. Hindi mo masasabi kung kailan, di ba? Hindi natin masasabi kung hanggang kailan tayo dito. Habang bata pa tayo, habang may panahon pa, let's live a life na ang legacy natin sa mga maiiwan natin, maayos naman ang ating pangalan. Maganda ang mga sasabihin nila tungkol sa atin. Bakit? Yan Kristiyano yan. Yan born again yan. Believe ako dyan. Ang laki ng pinagbago. Believe ako dyan, ang buhay niya, grabe, napaka-faithful niya sa kanyang Diyos. Di ba? Kaysa naman, ayan, born again yan, pero wala akong nakitang pagbabago dyan. May na-impact ba, may naapektuhan ba sa buhay natin? Does our life impact somebody else's life? Di ba? Na mapapalapit sila sa ating Panginoon dahil sa nakikita nila sa atin, dahil sa naririnig nila sa atin. Let us start doing this, mga kapatid. Can we have this find us faithful? Meron ditong, well, I'm not sure about the first verse. I don't think I agree with that. But meron po dito sa second verse. Second verse, surrounded by, let us live to those behind us the heritage of faithfulness passed on through godly lives. Ayan, let us live to those behind us the heritage of faithfulness passed on through godly lives. Sana naman po masabi nilang ay ang ganda ng buhay ng taong yan. O kahit na hindi pa tayo patay yung pinag-uusapan. No? Yung buhay pa tayo, pagka na-meet mo sila, o pag pinag-uusapan ka, di ba, ano kaya ang sinasabi nila tungkol sa'yo? Maganda ba? Nakaka-glorify ba sa Diyos? O nakaka-insulto sa ating pagiging Christian? Di ba? Let's protect the name of Jesus in our life. A good reputation is much, much better than any riches, sabi ng Lord dito. Our name, especially as Christians, we carry the name of Jesus. Let us build a good name starting this year. Amen? Faithfulness. God is faithful. But are we faithful? Will they find us faithful? Or yung mga friends natin, are they saying that, yeah, what kind of name are we carrying? The name of Jesus. Yung chorus, please. May all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. Ayan, no? May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. Di ba? We're not talking here about leaving this earth, pero ngayon pa lamang po. Ngayon pa lamang, sana marinig na natin ang mga magagandang bagay na sinasabi nila tungkol sa atin. Let's all stand up and let's sing this song. Gusto na po namin maging seryoso po kami sa aming walk with you, Lord, sa aming Christian life, Lord. Mula itong taon na ito, Lord, 2010. Bigyan mo kami, Lord. Mapuspos mo kami na yung Espiritu, Panginoon. Hallelujah. Tulungan niyo po kami, Lord. Ibig po namin, Panginoon, na magkaroon kami ng deeper communion with you, Lord. Tulungan niyo po kami magkaroon po ng breakthrough sa prayer and fasting, Panginoon. Tulungan niyo kami how to wait on you, Lord. Hallelujah. How to be closer to you. To know you more, Lord Jesus. Hindi lang po during our prayer time, kung hindi. Sa lahat po ng oras, sa lahat ng bagay sa aming buhay, Lord, kasama ka po namin, Panginoon. Diyos, Espiritu Santo, na makilala ka po namin ng gusto, Lord, maging intimate kami sa iyo. Lord, gusto po namin mangyari ito sa amin this year, 2010. Deeper communion with you, Lord. Teach us how to wait on you, Lord. Mag-spend ng time with you. Hallelujah. And allowing you to just come into our life and control us, Lord. Hallelujah. Give us this grace, O dear Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, gusto po namin mabago ang aming character, Panginoon. Let the fruit of the Spirit, Lord, be manifested in our lives. And lahat po kami mag-grow kami sa love, sa joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Hallelujah. Na makita po ito sa amin, Panginoon. Hallelujah. Lord, tulungan niyo po kami, Lord. Gusto po namin maabot ang mga hindi pa po nakakilala sa iyo, Panginoon. Bigay mo kami nitong kakayahan, anointing, or willingness, Lord. Willingness sa aming puso. Na hindi po kami magkaroon ng hiya, Lord. Bigyan mo kami ng boldness, Lord. Na ma-proclaim ka, Panginoong Jesus, sa mga hindi pa nakakilala sa iyo. Lord, tulungan mo po kami. We will do whatever we can, Lord, para ma-save itong aming bayan, man ng Panginoon, and the world, Lord. We hold the key. We hold the answer to what the world is looking for, Panginoon. Na hindi po namin ito ipagkait sa iba. Lord, teach us, Lord. Give us the willingness and the boldness and the diligence, Panginoon. Magkaroon kami ng kasipagan na gawin ito, Panginoon. Hallelujah. Ito po ang gusto mo sa amin, Lord. Souls, Panginoon. Madala namin sa iyong kaharian. Lord, teach us how to be skillful intercessors, Panginoon. Gusto po namin manalangin, Lord. Lalong-lalo na manalangin sa iba, mapanalangin namin ang mga nangangailangan ng panalangin. Lord, teach us how to become good intercessors. Oh, dear Holy Spirit, how we need you, Lord. How we need you in our life, Lord. Tas natin ang ating mga kamay. Diyos, Espiritu Santo, we receive you, Lord. Breathe, Lord. Breathe upon us. Lord Jesus, breathe your Spirit upon us right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be filled with the Spirit of God. Lord, na lagi po kaming filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Rabang Arabasande. Every day of our lives, Lord, we're filled with the Holy Spirit. Come and fill us. Come and fill us, oh God. Come, dear Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We welcome you. Hindi lang po we welcome sa iyo pag inaawit namin itong welcome, Holy Spirit. Hindi lang po ito. Lord, hallelujah. Every moment of our life, we need you. How we need you, dear Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Gusto ko po namin mas makilala ng gusto, Lord. We want to have intimate relationship with you, dear Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Come, dear Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Fill us, oh Lord Jesus. Fill us, Lord. Fill us with your Spirit. Fill us, oh God, with the presence, your presence, oh God, in our life. Lord, ayusin mo ang aming buhay. Ayusin mo ang aming mga pag-iisip. Ayusin mo ang aming attitude, Lord. Na hindi po earthbound lahat ang iniisip namin. At sabi mo po that we have to think of things of heaven, Lord. Hallelujah. Spiritual things, yun po ang mas mahalagang bagay. Sinasabi mo, Panginoon. Hallelujah. Darating ka na, Panginoong Jesus. Hallelujah. At gusto mo po daratnan kami na malinis kami, Panginoon. Hallelujah. Meron kaming character na kaaya-aya, Lord, ayon sa kalooban mo. Hallelujah, Lord. Tulungan mo kami ihanda ang aming buhay, ihanda ang aming pamilya, ihanda ang mundong ito para sa iyong pagbabalik, Lord. But start with us. Start with all of us here, Lord. Hallelujah. Ayusin mo po. Magkaroon po kami ng tamang reputation. Hallelujah. Ang pangalan mong daladala namin, Lord. Amen. Tulungan niyo kami, Lord, that we will build up a reputation, a good name for your glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Kailan pa namin ito gagawin, Lord? Umpisa na po namin ngayon, Panginoon. Hallelujah. That they who will be left behind will find us faithful.
Amen.
Hallelujah. O ngayon pa lamang po, pag pinag-uusapan kami, they will find us faithful, Lord.
Amen.
Because you are faithful, Father. Hallelujah. You are faithful, O God. You are faithful, Lord. Hallelujah. So thank you for the new beginnings. Thank you for the new things that you are doing in our life, O Father.
Amen.
God. We give you all the praise and the glory. Lord, lahat ng mga nangangailangan ng kagalingan, Lord, hipuin mo sila ngayon. Diyos Espiritu Santo, just minister to the people of God. Minister to your church, Lord. Holy Spirit, hallelujah. By the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. Hallelujah. Back pains be gone in the name of Jesus. Arthritis be gone in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 rabakarabasandaya. Yung sakit sa tinga, gumaling ka sa pangalan ni Jesus, lumayas ka ngayon din. Migraine, get out in the name of Jesus. We just bind all the spirit of infirmity right now in Jesus' name. Stomach pains be gone in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah, rabakarabasandaya. Meron dito na dysmenorrhea, be healed in Jesus' name and be free from that. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, take care of my finances, Lord. For the year 2010, hindi po kami magkukulang sa lahat ng aming mga pangangailangan, Panginoon. Hallelujah. Bagkos, Lord, sobra-sobra ang tuloy-tuloy mong binibigay sa amin, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, rabasanda ka, rabasanda. Hindi na po kami mangungutang, Panginoon. At tuloy-tuloy pong binabayaran ang aming pangungutang, ang aming mga utang, Panginoon. Bigyan mo kami ng kakayahan, Lord, na mawala na ng lubusan ng mga pagkakautang namin. O Diyos, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Give us more income, give us more sales, Lord. Give us promotions, O Lord, hallelujah. That we can glorify your name in our life, Lord. At ituro mo sa amin kung paano po gastusin ang mga pagpapalang binibigay mo sa amin, O Diyos, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, O Rabasya, Karayalabayalaba, Rabasanda, Dadadadadiyah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Rabakarabasanda, Yara Karabasya. Hallelujah. Nasa spiritual family, Lord, tuloy-tuloy po namin hinihingi at tinatanggap by faith ang amin pong new worship place, Lord. Mas malaki, Panginoon, mas malawak na bahay-sambahan, Lord, this year, O God, in the name of Jesus. We receive this right now by faith in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We give you praise and honor and glory for our life, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for healing for Pastor Chit, Lord, as he spends her birthday today, Lord. Bless her abundantly, Lord, with all the blessings that you have in store for her. Thank you for a long, long, fruitful life, Lord, that you are giving to her in the name of Jesus. New things that you have begun in her life, Lord, you are going to continue until the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you all the praise and the glory, Father. Blessing and honor and glory. Hallelujah. Belong to you. Meet all the needs right now, Lord. Sabihin niyo ang inyong pangangailangan sa Lord. Hallelujah. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the doors will be opened to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We receive, Lord. We receive the answers to all these supplications, all these petitions. Thank you. Thank you for making a way. Thank you for making a way for those who are hopeless. They feel hopeless. Make a way, Lord. Make a way. Make a way. You're making a way. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the opening. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the opening. Open doors. Thank you. for your glory, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Hallelujah.